The Power FM Brekkie Show.
Jules back in the studio for one last show. Thank you so much for coming in, Jules.
As if I was going to miss your last Power FM Brekkie Show.
I appreciate it because you are a brand spanking new mum.
Yes.
I don't know if you probably didn't hear it. You probably would have been preoccupied with other mum things, but I did slip the announcement into Hot or Not. I hope you don't mind.
Oh, thank you. I wouldn't have it any other way.
Yeah. Once it was made public, once I saw it on Facebook, I went, that's a free pass.
Yeah. It's absolutely a free pass.
But I wouldn't. I feel like when we did your baby shower before you went off, a lot of long-time listeners, they were worried that they'd be – they might get left out of the loop with you not on air. So
that's true.
I feel like we owe it to all those who came along to the baby shower and who have been along for your journey over the last 12 years. How's it all going? Tell us about
it's
baby
good.
Ruby.
Well, we've only 6 days in.
So. Oh, yeah. Not yet a week.
Not yet a week. Going well. She's very small. She arrived on Saturday and she was 2.3 kilos. Which is tiny.
Yeah, okay. I've got no point of reference. So that's tiny, is it?
That's very small. Because she was a little bit early. Mm. Went at 37 weeks, and then she was measuring smaller for that. So she's pretty tiny.
She's pretty tiny.
We didn't have any clothes that actually fit her in the hospital.
So where'd you go with just a sock? Yeah, just one of Glenn's socks.
Pretty much. No, we had to get Glenn's mum was lovely and brought us in some like 5-0s little jumpsuits.
Wow.
Yeah, she's tiny.
I saw the first picture I saw. I think Glenn was nursing her, and I'm like, I'm not sure if Glenn's massive or Ruby's tiny.
Glenn's been bulking up just in the lead up to the birth.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, so it's going well. The 3-hourly feeds are a bit of a mind mess.
Yeah. And I mean, to some degree, you have been training for the last few years with Charlie, who's not shy about getting up for a night feed.
Yes.
But I imagine this is a slightly different experience.
True. Yeah, because it's longer. It's not just get up, empty a sachet into a bowl, and then we're done. it's a whole thing. It takes about an hour for a feed.
Yeah.
And I've already had a glimpse into the next however many years. When Glenn went out one afternoon, he was going out, I can't remember what he was doing, shopping or something. And I said, are you going to be fine for the feed? And I'm like, yeah. Because in my head, he was going to be home for part two.
Okay.
Right? Awesome. Okay. So I got to pump milk like a cow. It's wonderful.
I love how industrial it sounds, how agricultural.
It is.
Just got to pump some milk.
And then she started crying earlier than the feed, so I hadn't finished pumping yet. So I'm like trying with one knee to sort of rock the cradle.
Yeah.
And then pump this milk.
Mm.
And then it was fine once I had the milk there, I could feed her. But then we've also got to supplement it with formula because she's like, we don't have enough milk, right?
Okay.
So then I had to, with one hand, open the formula, put it into like boiling water to warm it up. Then like I've got her on my shoulder in this whole time.
Yeah.
Trying to soothe her. And she just decides to spew all over me.
Oh,
and I was that's a mark of honour, isn't it?
That's
mum life.
That's your initiation. Yeah. That's how you know it's real.
I know. And then when Glenn got home, I was like, hey. Where have you been? I thought you were only going to be half an hour. And he's like, I totally forgot about part two with the formula and stuff.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
I think that's parent life. It sounds extreme. I haven't experienced it firsthand, so I unfortunately can't relate
that's
that
fine.
Well.
That's 6 days in.
I can see you getting very good at multitasking by the sounds of things.
Absolutely. But I wasn't going to miss your last show. We've had some great times on this Power FM Brekkie show.
We have.
I know they've already taken our faces off the Power FM website. They've done a clean sweep. They've got the new show starting on Monday. Totally get that. But I wasn't going to let your last Brekkie show slip by.
It's a funny thing because I feel like we relived so many memories on your send-off at your baby shower.
Yep.
And it did because I knew back then. Like I couldn't tell anyone yet because there were still a lot of moving parts and I didn't know that I was leaving.
Yeah.
Well, I knew that I was leaving, but I didn't know when I was leaving. So I couldn't tell anyone back then, but I kind of knew in my heart that it was a send-off for both of us.
Yes.
So it sort of felt that way.
It was a little bit. That's true.
But
we've had some great times together. Like, you got married on air. Well, not on air, but like...
I was going to say, I didn't realize
that you've been on air here, you've gotten married, you've built a house, you've done some crazy radio stunts like learning to rollerblade, learning to ice skate, learning to run.
I've learned a lot of skills. Yeah, learning to run sounds ridiculous, but yeah, you're right. You taught me to run. You took me to the lake where everyone's favourite running spot here in Ballarat.
Yep. in torrential conditions.
And I did learn to run that day.
Yeah.
It was my very first running. I was like, I'm just not used to going faster than walking. Yep. That's not true. I had ran before, but...
But we learned a lot of things. We did a lot of crazy things together. Toonorama, what a great experience at Port Lincoln last year in January.
That was incredible. And that's radio. Radio is full of amazing experiences. And it is a privilege. It's an absolute privilege to work in this position, to talk to people, to be able to get on the radio each morning and communicate with people who you can't see face to face, but you are reminded every day that they're out there when they run into you, and they remind you of something you said on air, something you might have forgotten about, and you go, oh my God, you know, people are listening, and that stayed with them a week, 2 weeks, and it was, you know, top of mind enough for them that they bring it up and they want to chat about it when they see it.
Do you know why I still have people asking me about the time I got locked in my own toilet?
Because it's an amazing story.
I'm like, that was 12 years ago.
Yeah, she also got locked in her toilet over on Julia's ass. She's here for the next 10 minutes.
Thank you.
So working in radio has been a privilege, and I'm still going to be here for a little while. I'm not.
Yeah, of course you are. But
leaving altogether.
But the Brekkie Show is in the Jules and Chris format.
The era is over,
coming to a close,
and that's sad. So thank you so much for coming back in for this. Thank you everyone who is listening right now. I've gone way over time. It's usually news is planned by now.
Oh yeah. Whoops.
thank you so much everyone who listens each morning. People have reached out to me on Instagram who have found my obscure Instagram tag.
I may have given that out to a few people.
Yeah, people have reached
so they can follow your coffee adventures.
People have reached out to me and just said that they've listened and that they're, you know, sad to hear that I'm going, and that's special. That means a lot to me that people have done that, and this role has meant a lot to me, and it is sad saying goodbye, but I'm excited for what's next.
Coffee adventures.
I'm so pumped, and I look forward to telling everyone about it once more of it is confirmed and locked in.
Once you've got the name of it.
Because that's just free advertising. I mean, people pay good money for this. Clearly. And I'm going to milk it for all it's worth. Anyway, I'll be moving to the Workday Hits. Tune in next Monday, 6 a.m., the brand new Power FM Brekkie Show with Josh and Maddie. We're so excited for that one kicking off. And Jules, again, thank you so much. It's been an absolute pleasure sharing breakfast with you.
Thanks for having me.
The Power FM Brekkie Show.